Police in Belfast investigating the death of a baby at a house in Ardoyne have arrested a 29-year-old woman who was also in the house on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. They said a second young child was injured and remains in intensive care in hospital. Local representatives have expressed their deep shock over what happened. Father Gary Dunnigan, formerly of the Holy Cross Parish in Ardoyne and who is based in North Belfast, has been telling me about reaction in the local community to what happened.
Well, Brian, as you know, this area, you know, was synonymous with terrible tragedies during the Troubles. In fact, it was the kind of the epicentre of pain in many ways. But this has taken on a completely different dimension because of the nature of the tragedy and the fact that it's children that are involved. And to say that the area is shocked is kind of an understatement. There's a sense of numbness. I just drove past the house a few minutes ago and just did a little blessing just outside of the house, and I'm back up here in the Peace and Reconciliation office, but it's a sense of you know, the collective nature of the community is quite, it's a very proud area. It's an area that's seen so much pain, but they're very strong people, but they're really reeling today, and right throughout the, like, you know, you're getting constant messages and constant appeals for prayers, and basically the compassionate side of realizing that this is something that everybody involved, you know, is going to be hurting. It's an unparalleled kind of pain that this area, despite all of the tragedies down through the years, are suffering at the moment.
And the family involved here, Father Gary, it's a very close-knit community, Ardoyne. Would they have been well known?
Oh yes, I mean, like, I know the family well. In fact, actually, you know, photographs were sent to me, you know, through media sources last night, and you know, you instantly recognise the people involved, and as you know, Brian, this area, like, is an area of social deprivation, and so the streets are narrow. The houses are very tightly knit, and so communities are on top of each other. You know, you've got a lot of, you know, even dormer roofs because of the overcrowding in the area, because it's an area that doesn't have any amenities, or doesn't have, you know, sports grounds. It doesn't have swimming baths. It doesn't have anything except there. So the community is very strong in itself, but it's like living in each other's pockets, as it were. So the trauma that was experienced last night in the wider community, you know, of people who witnessed, you know, what was happening, and it was very distressing scenes, and you know, it's up to us and, you know, Father Eugene, the parish community here to kind of rally around everybody involved, and but the one thing can be reassured is that kind of unification of thoughts and prayers with everybody, and it is, you know, even to people who are listening, it hasn't gone unnoticed. The wider, right across the nation, the outpouring, and in fact, a leading loyalist, a founder of an Orange Band, was one of the first on to me this morning to say, can they help in any way?
Father Gary Dunnigan speaking to us earlier from Ardoyne.